In today's digital deluge, where the average office worker processes over 200 messages daily, clear communication isn't just helpful, it's a competitive advantage. Warren Buffett demonstrates this perfectly in his legendary Berkshire Hathaway annual reports. Rather than writing for Wall Street analysts, he writes with his sisters in mind, using clarity and simplicity to build one of history's most successful investment companies while maintaining unparalleled trust. This approach isn't just effective, it's transformative. When communication cuts through noise, it creates connection, drives action, and builds reputation. In business, your words often arrive before you do, making your writing not just a skill, but a crucial extension of your professional identity. Have you ever noticed how the most profound ideas are often expressed with the simplest words? Shakespeare captured King Lear's devastating grief with just never, 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 never. This is the essence of powerful business writing. Don't mumble. Clear thinking leads to clear writing, and clear writing gets results. Start with structure. For anything beyond a few paragraphs, tell readers where you're going. Use short paragraphs, sentences, and words. The Wall Street Journal's readability comes from crisp sentences and brief paragraphs, never more than three sentences in opening paragraphs, often just one. Choose active voice over passive. We recommend rather than it is recommended. Be precise rather than vague. Overspent by $10,000 tells more than very overspent. Computers have transformed writing from a mechanical struggle to something almost magical. William Zinsser calls the PC God's gift to good writing. Yet computers remain tools, not magicians. They won't transform bad writers into good ones. When writing digitally, focus on content before formatting. Start with minimal structure to organize thoughts, but avoid time-wasting embellishments. Always back up your work. Hard drives fail at the worst possible moments. Email revolutionized communication, but created new challenges. Your real struggle isn't writing emails, but ensuring yours gets read. Your subject line is now your headline. It must compel attention and convey content clearly. Study newspaper headlines to learn what converts scanners to readers. Then ruthlessly cut your message length. Long emails are painful to read on screen. Anything over one screen risks being ignored. As Manny Fernandez of Gardner Group notes, I have never seen an email message too short. Email lacks vocal inflection, making brief messages seem abrupt. Use subject headings to establish tone. Help, or thanks a bunch. Consider appropriate salutations and closings to clarify intent. Compose yourself before composing your message. The ease of clicking send eliminates the cooling-off period of traditional correspondence. Remember, company email systems belong to the company. Administrators can access anything on your hard drive, and deleted messages often remain archived. Despite email's prevalence, memos and letters maintain unique value. Well-crafted documents can be referenced repeatedly, studied at leisure, and shared precisely. For effective memos, use clear titles, address only necessary recipients, create obvious structure, and end with specific action items detailing what, who, and when. Handwritten notes feel more personal while saving time, especially for praise. George, that's sensational news about Acme. Get some rest now. You deserve it. For formal matters, letterhead correspondence carries weight emails cannot match. Legal and financial communications require precision in easily referenced form. When writing collection letters, maintain appropriate tone. Use friendly reminders instead of threatening language like failed to remit. Avoid accusatory terms like delinquent that create resistance. Instead, assume truthfulness, acknowledge possible errors on your part, and suggest constructive action. The goal is resolution, not confrontation. Have you ever sat through a presentation wondering, what's the point? The most common presentation mistake is starting with your credentials instead of addressing the audience's concerns. Start with them, not you. Consider your audience's interests, backgrounds, and expectations, as well as the setting. Begin with specific written objectives around a simple, memorable theme. Open with a headline that clearly states your theme, like double your sales, and keep it visible throughout. Don't just present data, extract what it means. Chart headings should interpret numbers, telling audiences how to understand what they're seeing. Use directive headlines like low price competition is gaining, instead of vague labels like trends. Make dry material visually engaging and involve your audience actively. Ask them to guess answers before revealing them. For speeches, determine the single point you want your audience to remember. Skip lengthy courtesies and plunge into your message. Think of your speech as a conversation with a friend, not an oration. Ronald Reagan excelled at this conversational approach, even when addressing national tragedies. And remember, most good talks take less than 20 minutes. When was the last time you left a speech thinking it was too short? The best business writing drives action, exemplified by Caesar's concise Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. Whether crafting reports, plans, or proposals, your goal is to move from words to decisions. For plans, start with a clear purpose statement, like the New York Botanical Gardens Papital Campaign with its 5 specific programs. Select only relevant facts, then identify decision-guiding patterns. For reports, engage readers immediately by stating your purpose and its importance. Establish a clear structure, either starting with recommendations or building to them. Present relevant facts honestly without inflation and be transparent about research limitations. For persuasive proposals, remember your audience hasn't lived with your subject as intensely as you have. Since you're competing for finite resources, combine logic and passion while directly addressing potential reservations. For grant proposals, recognize that foundations must say no far more often than yes. Stand out by focusing on measurable outcomes and getting to the point quickly. Study your funding sources' criteria to demonstrate alignment and be realistic. Focus on solving a specific problem rather than curing all societal ills. Would you send an unpolished diamond to someone you wanted to impress? Yet many professionals do exactly that with unedited first drafts. Editing isn't just final polishing, it's essential to the writing process itself. Like Jerome Kern perfecting his melodies by scraping off roughness, good writing requires thorough editing for clarity and impact. Put yourself in your reader's position and ensure your points follow logically. Check all statistics and factual statements, as a single error can undermine confidence in your entire document. 2 practices will dramatically improve your editing. Let time elapse between drafts to return with fresh eyes, and solicit opinions from others whose judgment you respect. David Ogilvy famously sent important drafts to associates with the note, "Please improve," a practice that contributed to his success. Visual presentation matters as much as content. Documents that look formidable create resistance before a single word is read. Keep paragraphs short, especially in emails where screen reading demands more white space. In a world drowning in communication, your ability to write with clarity and impact is your competitive edge. Effective writing isn't about impressing with complexity, it's about connecting through clarity.